Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from the Seaport District in New York City, ESPN Studios, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And for those on Plus, they're like, oh, they're finally back, actually on Plus. Yes, we are. We are here. And today we're healthy. Tomorrow we'll be healthy. Thursday remains to be seen, Bart. How are you feeling? I mean, the court's going down outside right now. And first of all, the court is all black.
Yeah.
It's 97 degrees right now at the Seaport.
It's the old Pittsburgh
Steelers. There it is. Right, look at it. Right there it is. All black and the red, Carolina Hurricanes colors. We'll get to that in a moment. Well,
just live in the red.
We're gonna live in the red, but it's not. I mean, the minute I walked on the court, I walked on. The guys were making. I said, "Let me check this out." So I walk on the court.
Yeah.
And all I thought was, as I felt like we were being heated from the ground up.
Yeah.
I thought poor Keyshawn's just not gonna make this. But really worried about Key.
I just learned something.
What'd you learn?
There's no 3-point lines on the thing. Are they gonna paint it?
No.
All twosies and onesies? Onesies.
No, we're just playing ball. Yeah, it's ones.
Are we gonna put like circles out there with like masking tape and say, okay, these are the 3-point
in this spot?
Like it's like the big three
big
challenge.
Three, yeah.
We got the 4-point shot.
Maybe I don't know, but just looking at that court just made me wonder. You know, Vegas sees the court, does our line move?
Yeah.
Right? Like you see the court, does the line move?
Yeah, jump shots don't matter. Jump shots are the same as a layup.
Take it wherever you want. You can't call that a three. Nobody knows. With your foot on the line? Is your toe on the line? I don't know.
Exactly.
Are you Max Strus? Did you get your foot? You're out of bounds? Like, I don't know.
I still don't get that one. Was that the Sean Elliott thing? It looked like it never touched.
The back heel.
It never looked like it touched. I don't know.
The back heel went down. Yeah. It was the right play. It was the right call. But we had some game sevens. We had some game sevens this weekend.
Yes.
It was a long weekend, as you guys, everybody knows. And we had a game seven Sunday. We had a game seven Monday. And let's be honest, they both sucked.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they weren't good game sevens. Neither one of them were good games. That Heat-Celtics series, thank God it's over. The Celtics did all they could to give that game back. All right, so before we get to that, though, we had a game seven last night in the NHL, in hockey. Rene just can't stop pumping his fist. He's all fired up in the honeycomb hideout because the Rangers, in a bit of a surprise, are now in the conference finals. And so New York teams now have been to the Stanley Cup Final Four in three straight years. The Islanders the last 2 years, and then the Rangers now this year.
That's the good news.
And so, yeah, some New York teams showing out.
What's the bad news?
They're playing the Lightning, and it hasn't worked out. It has not worked out, no. Well, here's the bad news, Renee. The Rangers really eat up third-string goalies. I mean, they dominate third-string goalies. You're not getting one in this. I mean, if I'm Tampa, I mean, think about it. Vasilevsky, you got to wrap him in bubble wrap. You're not allowed to cut your own meat. You can't, nothing. You can't even use a fork. No sharp objects. They should carry him around. Nothing that could lead to an injury. Because it seems like when you play the Rangers, your number one goalie is going to get hurt. Your backup goalie is going to get hurt. And you'll be down to your third string guy. That's two straight series. I'm not taking anything away from them. They won both series. They played well. They faced elimination 5 times. They won all 5 times. And that was a big road win against a team that is great at home, and you took care of business. All that. But Tampa's got the goods. They've got the goalie who is phenomenal. And I wonder if this trip ends. It's still a good sign, though, for a very young team that has now, you know, established themselves as when they come back next year, you've got to look at the Rangers and say that's a team that has a chance.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was fun. So that game kind of caught everybody by surprise. The early goals. Yeah.
Goalies can score off too, right?
Yeah.
Justin Sturk can go down there and beat his ass when he can't play.
Go fight him?
Yeah.
True story. You know Rick DiPietro, our good friend,
right?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay, you hear him in mornings in New York. He playing Tampa, they had a goalie named Nikolai Hobby-Bulin. And Hobby Bullen was one of these guys, like very stoic, just, you know, no emotion, didn't show you anything. And
where was he from?
And Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I must break you.
Yeah.
So he, and he was good. They called him the Bullen Wall. Like, he was so good. And they were playing a series against them, and he was just impenetrable. And during one of the timeouts, as the teams, you know, I think it was actually an intermission, they skate past each other to get to their ends to go to the locker rooms. And DiPietro makes a beeline for him and shoulders him. Like, you would love Rick. Like I'm telling you, you guys are like the same person.
He's a habitual line.
He is. No, no, you two are the same. It's you're exactly, this is why I'm so comfortable working with you, because I spent so many years working with him. But he shoulders him. And it, like, you know, and Bullen just turns and kind of gives him like a glare. And like, Rick's like giving that, you know, that the typical bossing guy, like, yo, what's up? You know?
He think he Ben Affleck from the town. He tough as hell now. That's right. Like, as you're skating away, as you're leaving.
No, but just trying to rattle him a little bit. Just trying to rattle him. So it's sort of like, does Igor have to do the same thing? You know? Does he have to do something to rattle him? Does the Rangers have to do something to rattle him? Because their best chance is trying to get to him, which is not easy to do.
Yeah.
Not easy to do. Vasilevsky, of course, that is. But still, so the Rangers get the job done, and they move on. And now you've got, let's see, if you're ESPN, you love this. Connor McDavid, the best player in the game, the biggest star in the game, is in the Final Four. Colorado Avalanche, the best team in the game, is in the Final Four. Right? That's a great team. Then you have Tampa, the defending champ, two-time defending champs. They're in the Final Four. And the New York, biggest team, biggest market, is in the Final Four. How great is that? I'm ESPN comes back.
ESPN.
And it all makes sense. You know what I'm saying? It all makes sense. It's almost like it's...
I don't know who Mickey paid off. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, these goalies magically going down. You know what I'm saying? Seemed like it worked out the way it was supposed to.
Almost as if they wanted it that way. I'm not putting that controversy out there. All right, so you have that part of it. And then, of course, you have the NBA. Our NBA finals now are set. And the Game 7 we got was Celtics Heat.
Didn't we have Game 6 on Friday, though? It seemed like that was a whole nother world ago.
It feel like forever
you
know
I mean?
Ago.
I mean, it's like you look at Boston.
And that game six really frustrated me because
they choke it away.
How are you not locking that game up at home in your building? Does that – all right, how about this? I'll start with this, and this will be all Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless. And, of course, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 for your calls. So, Bart, the Celtics losing at home in game six with a chance to clinch.
Yeah.
And then almost blowing what was a 13-point lead in the last 5 minutes of Game 7.
Crazy.
Does that make you look at them and think, I can't see them winning a championship?
They don't have that championship mentality. Like, stump them out while they're down.
Yeah.
It's always an opportunity. If you do that against a team like Golden State that can get hot for three, like, just imagine that same scenario if that's Klay coming down with the ball. Even if that's Jordan Poole coming down with the ball. If that's Steph Curry coming down with the ball.
Right.
And you got to slough off. Or if that's Wiggins of late coming down with the ball. That's why it's so intriguing. I can't wait to see these matchups. You know, when they put the big three up, they always put Draymond, Klay, and Curry, which is correct.
Yeah.
But, man.
That's your core of the championship.
Yeah, if you take Draymond out and you put Wiggins there, that becomes a lot more intriguing as far as the matchups. Steph against Smart, right? You got Wiggins probably against against Tatum, and you got
Brown and Klay.
Those are pushes because, like, you got everyone instead of Steph have proven in these playoffs that they're a plus defender, right? And they're two-way players, right? And you got Draymond, and Draymond just has to be better than Robert Williams or better than Al Horford. You know, you look at it, Draymond's the only one out of the
Al
ones
Horford
that you expect.
Has been very productive. Right. If he's not knocking down a couple of threes, which he didn't in Game 7, he's still getting a ton of rebounds.
And a block on 3-point.
And his defense, right.
But you look at Draymond and say, okay, well, if it's anybody within the series that can't score or be a two-way player, it's probably Draymond, but he's responsible for so many little picks and pin downs to get Steph and get Klay open.
Mm-hmm.
The matchups are intriguing, and I wonder, like, how they're going to you know have the rotation. You know, because you're going to start who you're going to start, but the rotation, Looney, Williams, and why Game 6 is so important? Because Williams didn't look healthy in Game 7.
No, he didn't.
And it's because you had to play another game, and now he's going to be on short rest, and he may not have the same impact.
Williams played 15 minutes, and you didn't really notice him.
So it can be advantage Looney. If that's how they decide to start. But when they go small, like when you talk about the depth, if Peyton, and I know he may have a little rust, but Peyton coming back, Poole coming back, right? Moody playing.
Yeah, getting right? Otto Porter available. Right. Having
you
to
look
me,
at the depth with the
yes.
the second line, because who's
and
got
the 19-year-olds.
White?
The 2 19-year-olds who came in game six, or game right. five, I should say. No, game four. Let me keep yeah. going back. Against Dallas, where that was a 29-point lead, and 2 19-year-olds and a 23-year-old cut yeah. that to 8.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive for three guys that
pressure
really
on White
didn't play
and
a ton.
Pressure on White and Williams to
yep.
match.
Yep.
Bench production.
Yes, well, that's the other part of it. You're right. The bench production for the Celtics. Now, Derek White was terrific in the Heat series, and he was a really good pickup. But you're asking for Peyton Pritchard to step up and get you points. Like, I don't know if they can handle right that part of it, which is the depth part of it. This is going to have to be a low-scoring series for the Celtics to win it. Their half-court offense isn't very good. But they are a great, not good, great defensive team.
They both are.
It's going to be, yes, number one and number two. You did your homework. Look at you.
I'm locked in, son.
Right now.
I'm in basketball mode. We got a big one tomorrow.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No, we definitely do. And we'll talk more about that, of course, the rest of the show.
Get an IV before the game. It's hot as hell outside.
But it is. It is. Let's hear from Ime Udoka, though, who the Celtics get to the NBA Finals. It's a little bit of a surprise, not a big surprise, but a little bit of one. So you'd think, all right, this young team, they get to the top of the mountain. It's got to feel pretty good to be there. But Udoka, a rookie coach, said, we're not done yet.
It would be all for naught if we go lay an egg in the finals, and we understand that. Guys were quick to celebrate, but quick to flip the page and say, you know, we got four more. We don't hang or celebrate Eastern Conference championships in the Celtic organization. So we all fall in line and appreciate that standard of excellence. And so playing for championships, we're here now. Trying to finish the deal.
Celtics coach Ime Udoka taking a shot at the Mets. You know, we don't hang, getting the conference championship. We don't hang that stuff around
okay,
here.
Okay. First
wild card winner. Yeah, we don't do that around here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a shot at the Mets, Mets. Yeah, unnecessary yeah. shot at the Mets. And Udoka knows because he spent a couple of years with Brooklyn, so he knows
they're going for
what the Mets do.
They're going for 18.
Yeah.
That's a biggie.
They try
to beat the tie with the Lakers. That's a biggie.
Let me ask you this. It's early, but let's just do it. Who's winning?
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Warriors in six.
Six. That's what I had too. I said it yesterday on Get Up. I'll say it again here. Warriors in six.
Because I think the Warriors can, win the first two.
And I'm being generous because it could be five.
Yeah, I think the Warriors going to win the first two, go in and split on the road, come back.
Yeah.
Go to their house.
And then know to take
night,
care of business.
Night. Go yeah. to night-night.
When you lose game six in a clinching game against a wounded Heat team in your building, I question a lot of things. Then you blow a lead that you have, just close the game out, yeah. You can't get a good possession. Yeah. Marcus Smart's 0 for 5 on some rough shots. Like, I really do question not your ability. You're a great team. You don't get to the finals without being a great team. But your ability to beat a greater team, the Warriors are – I covered the Western Conference Finals. I watched that team closely. That team at right now at this point, that's as good as they looked all year.
Yeah.
And they're adding a couple of guys that were injured for the finals.
As,
so
as long as they don't turn the ball over.
Oh, like, well, both
Warriors,
teams.
I'm saying the Warriors get
both
into
teams.
That. Yeah, but the Warriors get it. They'll go for like 20. They'll have 20-27. Like, whoa, bro. Like, stop being so careless with the pass.
They'll be first
because,
half.
Because you got you got guys from the Celtics that are long and they can get inside of the passing lanes with that length. No lazy passes. I worry about Poole.
I'm telling you,
lazy passes.
Yes,
and he's going to be the fish. He's going to be the fish.
100%. Listen, this is what I say: expect the turnovers. Learning how to manage playing like points off those turnovers.
Yeah,
limit them. and then you'll be all right. Both teams are going to turn the ball over. Expect it. Both teams are going to be over 13 or 14 turnovers in a game. Just expect it. It's who manages it better by not giving up so many points off those turnovers. All right, we got more to get to. It's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. But coming up in a few seconds, there's a conversation that I love that I think, you know, I want to get your take on it. I want to get everybody calling in take on it as well at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So the Warriors back in the NBA Finals. They play the Celtics. They're the favorites, meaning the Warriors are. What's at stake for Steph Curry? There's one piece of hardware that is not in his trophy case. If he can get another ring and that piece of hardware, what does it mean for his legacy? We'll get to that after Bart has this from Straight Talk.
Ah.
I thought you had it right there.
No, that's something else. Stroll me up, Zoom. Stroll me up.
There you go.
Okay, here we go.
Why don't you use that instead?
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good, actually. It feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our 45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability. Coverages, speeds,
bless you.
It all comes down to this: what every player hopes for every season, a shot at the NBA World Championship.
Of course, you're nervous. You're supposed to be. We all have felt the nerves, but it didn't matter.
5 seconds to go.
Because once you hit that court, you realize that you're home.
Jordan,
this is what you do, and all those nerves fade.
Oh, champion in the NBA.
There's two different types of hunger. The hunger to win it for the first time, joining the company of legends. Then there's the hunger to make it back. Because once you taste it,
it looks so much better in person, too.
You'll do anything to get it again. But no matter where your hunger comes from, you're going to need it.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Thank you, Magic Johnson. That was Magic Johnson.
Gotta be like Showtime. And that's what Steph is trying to do.
What the Larry O'Brien looks like.
Could be four.
Yeah. And that is, I think, where a bit, that to me is a big part of the conversation for the NBA Finals that's coming up again. Thursday, you get Game 1 in San Francisco on ABC and, of course, ESPN Radio as well. So that has, to me, been a big part. Klay Thompson getting there is a great story. The Warriors
healthy.
Getting back 6 times in 8 years, great story. Steve Kerr, great story. All that stuff. But the legacy story, the true legacy story, the one to me that even LeBron is watching, kind of keeping an eye on, and in his heart of hearts, in, you know, those places in his mind that he will never reveal to people, what is he really thinking as he's watching this? Who is LeBron really rooting for?
Yeah.
I mean, dare he root for the Celtics? He hates the Celtics.
Yeah.
Does he really root for the Celtics? But it's because there is some legacy on the line for Steph Curry. And you could say it doesn't matter to him. I disagree. People could say that for Steph Curry, he doesn't need any more. He's done so much in his career already. This is just house money. I don't agree with that either. Kendrick Perkins on KJM talking about what this means if he can get another title for Steph Curry.
I think that's icing on the cake to shut everybody up, including myself and you, Max, who have been very critical of Steph Curry, because I know I have, because I want to see it. Like, I want to see Steph Curry be the best player in the finals. And every time that they went to the finals, he has not been the best player in the finals. So I think with Steph going to the finals, and especially against this Celtic defense, if he's able to win this championship and get a finals MVP, I think the most important thing is that we have to put him in the top 10 greatest player of all time conversation, or he should be submitted as a top 10 greatest player of all time. I got him at 12 right now, but I think if he win the finals, if he win this championship in the finals MVP, that puts him in the top 10.
Top 10 all time.
Does Perkins has his top 10 down there?
They didn't really go through the whole thing. You know, you and I have done this before in the past, and you know, when you move a player in, you got to move somebody out.
How quickly?
And who would that player be?
We always moved Tim Duncan out, which I don't understand. Duke got five.
No, I understand. You're right.
Duke got five.
But Bart, somebody has to go. Like, I was the one that argued it.
Fundamental has five.
Think about it. I was the one that argued it. Maybe it's Will Chamberlain. He has two. He lost a ton of them to Bill Russell, which was, again, him versus Bill Russell is like that. That's the battle of that's the Goliaths going head to head, and he lost. Lost most of the time.
The 6'9 guy.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Goliath.
But think about it. He won two titles. You know, and he was a great player, but somewhere you've got to say he's got to, like, somebody's got a great player is not going to be in the top 10.
Here's the thing.
I mean, an all-time great player is not going to be in the top 10. That's just how this works.
Well, here's the thing.
So who does, like, Steph Curry move out? But as I said, Bart, it also moves him closer to LeBron. It puts him in company.
And people trip me out when they say, oh, no, we can't. Listen.
Nobody said he's passing LeBron, but it definitely puts him in the company of LeBron's era.
Can we even continue to call it the LeBron's era if Steph has the same amount of titles?
You might call it the Warriors era.
My point, they've been the dynasty.
Four championships.
They've been a dynasty. One organization.
8 years in the finals.
Dynasty.
Yes.
Right? We know LeBron, went to the championship 10 years in a row or something crazy.
Yeah, Jalen, 8 years in a row, nine finals.
Yeah.
And Jalen Rose said that LeBron is a dynasty unto himself, which—
That's not true.
You could say that, but you can't say a player that. You can't isn't say that. A dynasty.
Yeah, you can't
a
say that.
A team is a dynasty. That's the whole definition of it.
Right.
The idea of a dynasty is a team that has had the greatest, like the Spurs in the 2000
that was a
era.
Dynasty.
From 99 to 2014, whatever, the last time they beat the Heat.
Yeah, like the Patriots.
That is their dynasty era because they got to the finals a ton and they won five championships. This decade, this is the Warriors dynasty. Yeah. We had a Lakers dynasty.
Just for you, the Islanders, a dynasty.
Thank you. The last real one, four in a row.
Yeah, dynasty. Lightning is on that ass.
You're right about that.
See, but the thing is, like, how can it be called the LeBron era if Steph wins the same amount of titles and they played? It's not like Magic and Jordan.
Both have multiple Jordan, MVPs.
It's not like Michael and Jordan. I mean, Magic and Jordan, where Magic was kind of in the Bird era. Michael came up later.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I think that's fair.
So they're in the thick of each other's prime.
Remember, LeBron came in the league in 03. Steph came in the league in 09. So, it's Magic came in 79, and Jordan came in 84.
You're talking about, there's
5 years there, and there's the 6 years between
here's the difference,
LeBron
though.
And Steph. So it's kind of
the same. Here's the difference. LeBron did not go to college.
Came in, right, much different because he came in as an 18-year-old.
Magic came in as a
20-year-old. Yes.
They're the same age, roughly. Mm-hmm. You know, they're three years apart? LeBron's 37, Steph's 34.
Is he 34? Yeah.
34.
Okay.
So, like, they
I know. So this right. is, they're so, peers.
Yeah.
Because Steph played 3 years of college
right,
basketball.
Right. So they're peers. So this is not like that, right? You know what I mean? To me.
Yeah.
Right? Because they were both grown. Jordan and Magic, when they got in the league, they were both grown.
I love this conversation. So we got people that want to talk about it. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. What does a championship do for Steph Curry? We know what it'll do for the Warriors and Steve Kerr and all that. But for Steph Curry, what does it do for him and his legacy? Do you look at him differently, or do you say he's not going to change at all? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A lot to do on a hot day in New York City. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN app, and ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Got people that want to talk about it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What does a championship do for Steph Curry? We know what it'll do for the Warriors and Steve Kerr and all that. But for Steph Curry, what does it do for him and his legacy? Do you look at him differently, or do you say he's not going to change at all? All right, let's do this. You heard the setup. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And we're coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase, where it topped off at 97 degrees. The court is going down outside. More on that, of course, coming up, but we've got your calls. The legacy of Steph Curry. There it is. You see it on ESPN Plus right now.
That look like, that like Nick Orange almost.
No, it's red.
But it looks Nick
it's
Orange.
Chicago Bulls. See, it's why I think for Jay, it's like, you know, it's his Bulls colors.
Home team.
I don't know if I like that. It's all right. We're all right. We're a good road team. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Steph Curry legacy, if they win another championship. We go to Mike in New York to start us off. What up, Mike?
Hey, this is Mike, first-time caller.
Thank you, Mike.
Curry's legacy isn't going to change. He's the greatest shooter of all time. That's not going to change. He's not the best player of this era, unfortunately. But he is the greatest shooter, hands down.
Okay.
Are you not selling him short?
He's a great
winner.
When,
quit saying, like, I hate when people say he's a great shooter because he gets to the basket, he does all the other things, and he's a much improved, better defender. I think you sell him short by just giving him the best. How about best winner? Yeah. How about best leader? Because he was able to win. If he's able to win four titles, then that makes him a great leader as well. And great leaders sometimes sacrifice their game so that Kevin Durant can come in and play well. And then he reminded us last year that, yo, I can put up astronomical crazy numbers if I wanted to when Klay wasn't around. Mm-hmm. And he carried that team to the play-in tournament.
Can we also, like, when we talk about his game, everybody wants to say he's a great shooter. Hang on, no, but and he's being complimentary, of course. Greatest shooter of all time, yes. Ever see his handles?
Yes.
Like, we just sleep on his handles.
He didn't have that when he came in.
No, he worked on it. Well, and you know what else about him? Again, he's the most elusive player. How hard is he to guard? You got to chase him over a million. He's like a – he's Reggie Miller in that
Reggie
case.
Reggie Miller and Rip Hamilton had a baby.
There you go. And like, yo, and that baby like, was
yo,
shorter.
Like, yo, how long you running, son? Like, chill out, B.
Exactly.
Like, yo, you get him. Switch! Switch!
Stay in New York. Talk to Steve. What up, Steve?
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Okay, so before I can answer this question about Steph Curry, I need your – who do you have as 8, 9, and 10? Because I have my top 7 guys who, no matter what Curry does, not moving as far as – so my top 7 for sure are going to be Jordan 1,
yep.
2, Abdul-Jabbar, 3, LeBron, 4, I would go Wilt,
mm-hmm.
5, I would go either Magic or Kobe.
Number 6.
And then 7 – 7th, I'd go Tim Duncan. Those are my top 7. They're not moving no matter what.
Well, why you go? You said you got missed, 8. You got 8 because you said Shaq and you said Kobe.
He
or,
didn't say Shaq, and he said Magic or Kobe.
Yeah, so you got to put Kobe in there. If you got Magic there, Kobe's still on the list.
Kobe's
got
to be in there. But the problem is you're also missing. Bill Russell should be in your top 5, not Wilt.
Okay, so hold on. Where do you guys have Larry Bird?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I think Larry Bird is another guy that is, you know, not. He's not considered on a lot of these lists anymore.
Well, okay, let me just break
it
down.
We just got 10 right there.
He's got 3 MVPs. He's got 3 MVPs.
I'm with you.
And he's got 3 titles.
Yes.
Right? Okay, stop. But to me, Steph Curry wins this. I bump out Larry Bird, and I bump out Bill Russell too. I don't put those guys.
Well, they didn't have free agency.
I don't put those guys above Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm bumping out Will Chamberlain before I bump out Bill Russell.
Yeah, so, Leonard Tiles.
Can I tell you something though? Can I tell you something? Honestly, I'm in my late 30s. I've never seen Will Chamberlain play in person. Uh-huh. I've seen video of this guy. Let me tell you, if he played in the same era as Shaquille O'Neal, who in my era is considered the dominant big man, he would dominate.
Would he?
He couldn't dominate Bill Russell. Bill Russell was 6'9".
I'll take it a step further. He couldn't dominate Willis Reed with a torn quad. Who was barely 6'8", game 7 of an NBA finals, and he was a no-show. He was a no-show.
He lost the title.
Who do you have higher, Bird or Will Chamberlain? Because to me, Bird.
Bird's got to be in that conversation. I know. Like I said, as we're doing this off the top of our heads, I mean, there's going to be some other names that we're going to realize that we didn't mention here. But thank you, Steve. You know, that's what makes this fun. I think it's fluid also, your top tens. It's always going to be fluid. Let's continue with the calls, though. I love hearing from people on this. Mike in Ohio. What's up, Mikey?
What's going on, y'all? Hey, man, Steph Curry ain't got nothing to prove. He done did everything. When you got the best player in the league saying he wants to play on your team, not you saying that, you've already cemented. But I feel like he's going to get the finals MVP just to shut all of us up about it.
That's the part I think that's left. That's the last piece of hardware that's missing. You're absolutely right, Mike. Thank you.
And the finals MVP is usually a culmination of what you've done the entire playoffs. Outside of Iguodala getting it.
Because he shut down LeBron. Yeah, everybody felt, the media felt because he shut down LeBron in the finals.
Right.
So he deserved it when Steph Curry easily could have won.
Yeah, usually that's a combination. And who's carried the Warriors? Klay has been inconsistent.
He has been.
Poole has been up and down.
Right.
I mean, you look at Wiggins. Wiggins has been legit both
ways. He's been good, but Steph.
Yeah, but Steph has been great.
Steph was the conference finals MVP for a reason.
Right.
Averaged 24 a game, 7 assists. So, you know, that's why he won it. And that's
so. No matter what, it's his to lose. They win. There's no way that they even think about giving it to anybody else.
Well, again, you never know with the media. All right, we'll continue with your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also, the court is down. The hoops are going up. And our chances of winning continue to climb. We'll give you reasons why on that as well. We want to know, because a lot of our friends have turned on us. You with us or you not? You got one day to plant your flag with us. With Keyshawn and Jay Will. All that coming up and more. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is now. Busy weekend. A lot happened. A couple of game sevens. I'm just watching back now the knockout of the Tank Davis fight with Romero.
Like, it's the true definition
of.
True definition of delusional.
Of what happened after, yes. Plenty more to get to, but we have your calls right now. Steph Curry and the Warriors in the finals. Game one begins Thursday on ABC, ESPN Radio, and it's against the Boston Celtics. Warriors are favored. We know what it means for the Warriors. The sixth trip already. It could be a fourth championship. But what does it mean for Steph Curry? What impact does it have on his legacy? Let's see. Rodney's in Michigan. Rodney.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I think it's huge, and you know, I was glad somebody pointed out the Magic Larry comparison because it's, I mean, it's a rivalry between LeBron and Steph,
well,
and it probably bugs the hell out of it probably bugs the hell out of LeBron that this is even happening, and you know, he won titles in three different cities, but if Steph can get this one before and after KD, I don't know if he's at the same level as LeBron, but it's definitely a discussion. And I think it's awesome to watch these two great players with these records.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we got to see them play each other four times in the finals.
Yeah, and I'll tell you.
Go ahead. That 2016 final, that would have been four in a row for Steph. Like, that would have been huge. And just the fact that LeBron was able to steal one of those.
Yes. And
I mean, it just.
In the controversy that it was, of course, with the Draymond situation. Yeah. I mean, up 3-1, and you got that series in hand, and you just can't put it away.
Yeah.
And LeBron, obviously, you give him all the credit in the world and the chase down block and everything, Rodney. But
don't give me that, oh, LeBron had bombs. Don't give me that.
I hate that.
He got the squad that he chose. He chose that squad because he had Kevin Love at that time when he came over as a trade pick for Andrew Wiggins.
Bart.
Were considered a double-double machine, and Kyrie Irving. Stop it.
Bart, he had Dwayne Wade. And Chris Bosh. He didn't have to leave.
And Ray Allen.
Yeah. He didn't have to leave.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? His path.
It's like Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant didn't have to leave.
It's very similar.
Okay, we're going to get to the KD part of this whole conversation, too, because we're leaving.
Just get drugged in.
We're leaving him out of this. I mean, he's a great player in this generation, too. We're kind of leaving him out of this conversation as well, because if you think about it, what if he doesn't leave?
Yeah.
Right? What if he stays?
And he gets back healthier without Klay.
They chose
the same record. He would have won.
As Stephen A. said, he chose Kyrie Irving over Steph Curry. Think about that.
Bart and Hahn. Tomorrow.
a Broadcaster Basketball Showdown.
All of our analysts that come on and talk about this situation, here's the consistency. I'm going to be winded. Jay Will is Michael Jordan 2.0. Bart Scott is going to break somebody's nose. Alan Hahn, just a guy with a jersey.
ESPN Radio, 2-on-2 Challenge.
Just a guy. Oh, there's the hoop, Bart.
Well, we might have to get some shots up.
I'm gonna bring we should. I'm bringing that thing down.
Bryce got boxing class.
Yeah. You can't. So we can't hang. Is that what you're telling me? Come on, he can wait.
Oh man, my elbows. God.
What happened?
No, because I sit it on here.
Yes.
And I go work out before I come.
Yep.
I take a shower.
Oh, Ashy Larry.
Ashy Larry ain't even the name of. See, but I'm sitting here and I'm rubbing all the time. And I got no lotion. It's okay. Stephanie got lotion for me. Stephanie always got lotion.
Phrasing?
Not my Stephanie, of course. The Stephanie that is. That's what you're saying.
Steph got some lotion. I mean, she's going to go hook her brother up. You see how glossy it well.
Stephanie, that is our.
The forearms are
in
good.
In our office manager. That's who you're talking about.
Absolutely. I've been elbowing goalposts all week in preparation for my.
What is this, blood sport?
Yeah.
You're chopping the timber.
They put the picture of Keyshawn in front of me.
So, yes, the game is happening tomorrow. You see the court on ESPN+. Plus. I did put it on my story. I'll put it on Snap in a little bit as well. I'll throw it up on Twitter. It hit 97 on the pier today. There it is. There's the one hoop already going up.
If it get too hot, I'm going shirts and skins, son. I'm taking my shirt off.
Yeah, I might do the
same. No, I'm not manscaped. Never mind.
You're going to manscape, aren't you?
Nah.
You're not going to manscape? What, are you going to go all like Apollo Creed?
Yeah,
like
I'm having it sticking out. It's going the chest hair going to be sticking out.
You're going
out
taco meat? Really? Don't do that.
Listen, that's the advantage. I can scrape the hell out of somebody with that taco meat.
I don't know about all that. Well, we got to talk about it. So let's talk about it. I mean, we're ready. I think we're ready.
Let's do it.
I feel pretty good about our chances.
Like you say, you wake up.
It's only to 11. Yeah. I mean, I'll barely break a sweat by the time we even get to 11.
Unless
it's all about shot making.
Unless Keyshawn and I start. Well, oh, you're not calling. We're not calling our own file. So it's
foul. If Freddie Coleman, who has, by the way, filled in as a host on that show a lot lately. You know, yucks it up with them a lot.
He's like,
free laughs at our expense a lot.
Let's be honest.
You might as well just get an NBA ref from Philadelphia to come do this.
Let's be honest.
Can we get Scott Foster in here? Yeah. Like, I would trust Scott Foster more than I trust Freddie Coleman. Let me put that out there.
Freddie Coleman is Shemp. You got Larry Curly Moe, Shemp. He's like the other family member that comes to visit with the Three Stooges.
Oh, we'll make Freddie the ref. It's like, really?
Yeah,
he's impartial.
Let's make Shemp.
Sure, he's impartial.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, Freddie's one step from pushing Max off the pier so he can get that job, right? Like, I'd watch Freddie when Max takes his free throw just to see if Freddie's going to try to, like, you know, you just this is what you do. You just cut him right in the Achilles. Mm-hmm. away the backswing.
Was it Nancy Kerrigan and who? Lori Hardy?
What? Nancy Kerrigan, you got that part right. Yeah.
Why?
The other part of this whole thing is that – there it is. Max Kellerman is like barely participating.
He's going to be able to eat Italian ice while we out there sweating to death.
And apparently he's got to shoot a free throw to decide who gets the ball.
We have our 2-on-2 tomorrow. You and Key versus Bart and Hahn.
Very anticlimactic.
I got to shoot the free throw to determine possession.
You have not touched the ball yet.
No, I'm going to go shoot some free throws today, though.
day is going to be enough.
It'll be fine. I'm going to hit it. I'm that type of dude, man, who hits that, so don't worry about it.
See, HC, this is what I'm talking about. When we come into the studio, Max is like,
I'm about to make a bet with him right now.
Yeah, Max is like, I can't dribble without looking down.
Yeah, I'll lose my handles if I don't look at the ball.
That does not give me confidence in the fact that we're going to get the ball.
It does. I'm just that type of dude.
Are you going to make the shot?
Yeah, yeah.
So let's make a bet right now. You make the shot. I owe you a dinner anywhere you want to go.
You got it.
If you miss the shot, you owe me dinner anywhere I want to go.
Done.
Just one shot.
I have expensive taste now.
I'm going to do it with my eyes closed.
No bank. No bank either. Like, I don't want no dooch. Like, don't give me that dooch.
And we're not shooting on this hoop.
Yeah, he's shooting on Buddha.
He's
shooting in Saudi Arabia. He ain't shooting on Africa.
I'm the average Joe here. I'm the first one to admit it. I'm the biggest of all you fools, and yet I'm the average Joe. I get it. Mm-hmm. You and Key played in the NFL, so you kind of like both are just football players in this and we're playing a basketball
game. Yeah, we big ogres.
Yeah.
Well, Keyshawn's not because he's a receiver. He's a diva. He's the athlete.
But Jay Will is the accomplished one here. He is the player of the year, number two overall pick.
A lot of pressure on him.
You think? I mean,
if we playing football, the pressure would be on me and Keyshawn.
I mean, I'm supposed to suck. Yeah. If I make one shot, I've already won.
Yeah.
Look, he wasn't useless. He made a shot, right? Like, that's all I have to do is make a shot. Don't embarrass myself, and I'm all right.
And if I you don't break Key, the backboard,
just be athletic.
No, as I don't break the backboard.
Yeah, right. But don't hurt somebody.
Oh, yeah.
But you and Key just have to look like, all right, yeah, they move around really well. You can tell they're athletes, professional athletes. But Jay Will's the one.
You got to go. He got to hit at least 8 out of 11.
You think? He might have to hit all 11.
And guess what? It's no twos.
That's right. We don't see a three-point line out there. So I'm wondering, is Jay Will feeling it?
Pressure's only on you.
Right, there's no pressure on Jay Will.
Get
Jay
hurt.
Will plays.
I'm starting to feel a little bit.
No, but the point is, you're supposed to wipe the floor with everybody, right? But you're Jay Will.
If I don't,
yeah.
And I'm Jay Will on one leg, by the way. But if I don't, I just want to preface that. I'm Jay Will on one leg.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Now, you don't mess that groin up. I had surgery twice on both groins.
Don't be Jay Will. And if we win, but I only score 4 of the 11 buckets.
Better win MVP.
Max will say I will not
better win MVP.
MVP.
Better win MVP.
My legacy. I already see the narrative.
Really? Did he already make the excuse?
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about
Jay
now.
Will on one leg.
Well, remember, I've had 2 knee reconstructions. Yeah. So am I like, I'm only on one leg too.
And I got a toe that don't touch the ground.
Your toe doesn't even touch the ground.
Yeah. Total reconstruction of my great toe.
And Key Key is like Kyle Lowry. He just he's carrying a lot of extra.
He don't got that Nicki Minaj ass. He got that Megan Thee Stallion ass. And you see it all the time because he wear them skinny jeans, man. I'm so happy that the summer is here. So I don't have to see his ass walk around with this moose knuckle all the time.
I'm so worried about when he boxes out. Just might get uncomfortable.
If these aren't elite like fabrics. If it's like some Russell stuff, he going to split through that.
Way to have our back, Keyshawn.
That's the part that really frustrates me more than anything. Chris Carlin, you and Chris Carlin did a show together in New York.
We was all the way to the top, baby.
Rick DiPietro and I came up together in this business. Yeah. I mean, I brought him into this business.
And
now
Canty.
He's a big star in New York as a money show.
You invited
Chris
Canty on your show.
I brought him in
show.
The family.
Yes.
And they're all against us.
Level
all of
disrespect.
Them. What does that say? What does it make you think when they're against us like that?
That they have always been against us.
A little bit of jealousy?
Yeah.
Listeners, are you with us?
They hate to see us with our new group.
Stay with us.
Way to have our back, Keyshawn.
Bart and Han.